Look at that, shuffling papers.
Well, I've got to compile all my research notes.
Well, yesterday I think we talked about, you know, all the copious amounts of show prep we do.
Right.
So it's good to see that you followed up with a big stack of papers.
Yeah, well, I had the internal podcast team do all the research for me.
All right, good. We're going to hit you with some hardcore facts and figures today.
Compile it.
All right, episode 18. We thought we'd talk today, as everybody else has, but we thought we'd give our little perspective on it too, about global plagues and COVID and sort of how that impacted our business, maybe positive, maybe negative, you know? It affected a lot of people's different business. It was crazy. It was, hey, oh my God, what's happening in the world, right? But I thought, you know, we have a couple of, maybe not necessarily anecdotes, but...
Anecdotes?
Anecdotes? Did I say that weird?
Anecdotes. That doesn't sound...
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, it's too late now. It's already...
Yeah, it's already out there. Anecdotes. I think we've got some anecdotes, for sure.
Yeah. Outside of once we all got afraid of, or once we were stopped being afraid of, oh my God, the world's going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we keep going? So, COVID and how it related to Mock the Agency. Ready, go.
Yeah. So I remember it was March the 13th.
Yeah.
And I remember that because it was Friday the 13th.
It was.
And one of our employees had one of those tearaway, you know, day calendars.
Yep.
On his desk, yeah. And I'll never forget the image of March the 13th, mm-hmm. that Friday the 13th, and that was day...
It's funny, I can see it from here, from where we're recording. You can still see the calendar.
Oh, is it still, it's still over there. The 13th?
It's still on the 13th, yeah.
Wow, I
told everybody, don't touch
don't
it.
Touch it.
And for further color commentary on it, it's one of those trivia of the day calendars,
What's
right?
What's the question?
Do you know what the question is?
I have no idea.
The question is, what is the active ingredient inside the tires that NASCAR cars drive with? I just screwed up how to ask that question, but it's basically
the active ingredient in the tires.
Yeah, what do they inflate the tires of NASCAR with?
Nitrogen.
That is correct. The answer is nitrogen. Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
No, I don't. It's like the exactly. only gas I know.
Yeah, outside. But it's still up there. Yeah, Friday the 13th, and that's the nitrogen. Trivia question.
Well, I wonder why it's nitrogen.
And that's the day that we sent everybody home. And said, hey, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
COVID had been buzzing for a little bit. And everybody was just trying to figure out what in the world was going on.
Yeah.
And Friday the 13th was the day that we told all of everybody here, don't come back to work on Monday.
Yeah.
We're going home and we're going to sort of figure this thing out.
Yeah, grab your computers and go. Yeah.
And that started a strange time, I think, for everybody.
For everyone,
but for us
sure.
specifically, it was... I'm one of those, I'll tell my side of it, right?
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that never, I don't work at home very well.
Yeah.
Like when I was in college, I could never study in my dorm room.
Had to be
like
the library.
I had to go to the library. Yeah. I had to go somewhere
to
work or focus or do whatever.
Yeah.
And so I decided I was going to keep coming into the office.
Yeah.
My wife works at home.
Yeah.
All the dogs are at home.
Yep.
All of a sudden... All the kids are at home.
Yeah, exactly.
So there was a lot going on. So I was like, okay, well, as long as nobody's here, I'm gonna keep coming to the office and coming to the office.
Well, and we were still getting FedExes and mail, and I mean, there was still like a need for someone to be.
The world was still was still going. But I remember it. So for the first, it's kind of all a blur.
Yeah.
But for the first couple of weeks, it was like, this is great.
This is awesome.
Yeah, no one's wearing shoes, walking around blaring music,
and
just kind of working and doing the stuff. But then. I would imagine it's like, it's not like this, but it's like a solitary confinement where all of a sudden, after a period of time, the walls kind of start closing in a little bit and there's no one to talk to here.
Yeah.
And you start to go a little crazy. So there was definitely some times where I went a little crazy, but throughout it all, I stayed in the office. I think you were out, I think it was like 3 months?
No, it wasn't out that long.
2 months? Maybe was it 2 months?
It was 4 to 6 weeks. I think maybe more on the 6 week
felt
side
like
of
years,
life.
My
it
friend.
Felt like forever.
It felt like
Yeah, I set up the home office. Obviously, like everybody else, we had the kids at home. We had kids doing virtual school in closets and all sorts of crazy stuff, dogs barking and conference calls and whatnot. But then it was, hey, I'm the same way. I can't work from home. I mean, I like the light switch. I'm at work and then I flip the light switch to turn the lights off and now I'm at home, you know, and that blending of the two for me, wasn't necessarily the most beneficial. So, you know, camped it out at home for 6 weeks or so. And then it was like, dude, I'm coming back. Like, and we'll just kind of stay away from each other just in case. But cause I think, and then it was just the two of us for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the point of today's convo is things still kept going. You know what I mean? Work still kept going, no interruption in service to clients, you know? And I think one of the anecdotes, or I can't even say that word. That's like the third time I've bungled it.
So we're with
was that hilariously enough, we, at the very beginning, we had plane tickets, if you remember this, to go visit a client. Mm-hmm. Or not even a client yet, a potential new client.
Potential new client.
That we hadn't even signed yet. And it was, well, gosh, what do we do, right? And it was kind of really the beginning. I mean, we had done some, you know, screen share and some presentations and things like that before. But we ended up kind of going into, dare I say, pitch mode.
Yeah.
Like via, like, you know, Zoom and whatnot, right? Canceled that trip because nobody was flying anymore, right? Suddenly that was a concern. And, you know, kudos to us, I guess you could say. It was, you know, we actually landed a pretty big fish during the pandemic. And it was weird for everybody. It's weird for them too. Like, hey, we've never actually met you. You know, I mean, we talk all the time and we see you, you know, through cameras and Zooms and whatever else. But
yeah,
you know,
I remember that. and we went on to do a really cool campaign for those guys. That
was awesome.
That was a lot of fun. They were great to work with. But I remember when we got the assignment and we were putting together, pitch creative.
Yeah.
And I remember being in here in this room. And everybody was remote.
Yeah.
And I think this sort of speaks to like our industry. It's such a, when you're working on creative, it's such a collaborative kind of, we're talking about ideas and we're looking over each other's shoulders and how does this work? And, and not being in that environment for the first go round was difficult.
It's weird.
Yeah. I remember being in here, not being nice on the phone to people like these ideas aren't good and blah, 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 just having a bad day.
Yeah.
But it was weird working on concepts completely independently
isolated.
And not being able to share them.
Yeah.
I think especially in this industry. But we got through it and it was great and it totally worked and we got that account, which was great.
Well, we've mentioned how our business is based on efficiency,
you know,
and I think part of that collaborative nature is more a little bit more efficient, you could argue, in person sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So we're a big fan of in person. We grew up in person. I mean, we grew up art director, copywriter teams together. That's even in the schools, how you partner together to, you know, so all of a sudden now, boom, we're all scattered and we're all isolated. It was a different way to sort of approach it, you know, and not necessarily as efficient being on Zooms and phone calls versus just standing in a conference room together, looking at the same thing at the same time.
Yeah. So. And it's all the things that you know, when you're collaborating with somebody and talking about ideas and things, it's Zoom, fine. You can see people, but you don't get to read the language, the body language.
It's
a totally different experience. And then, to add to that, the technical challenges of sending large files back and
gigs
forth
of
and
things.
I mean, we had to rework our servers and do all the things that everybody had to do from a business perspective.
But it is a little different versus I'm sending around Excel docs or whatever here's a working 3 gig video file that I've got to back up and upload. I mean, there's that, that just time constraint. Right. So, I think that was kind of an interesting, I mean, a little bit challenging, but also a good thing, you know, in terms of that, we crushed that assignment, got that client, you know, everything was good.
Yep.
So, anything else?
It's really a testament to the human spirit and our ability to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Any adversity, right? Advertising always overcomes adversity.
That's right.
So, well, where there's an opportunity, there's always going to be an ad.
That's right. Right?
Any other thoughts about how COVID potentially changed our business? Not necessarily, or advertising as a whole, if you have any thoughts or whatever.
I think, you know, a lot of industries and still today, I mean, 2 years later, whatever, and the debate rages on about teleworking.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have really strong feelings both ways.
Yeah,
on both sides.
For sure.
I think for us, collaboration is pretty important.
Yeah.
We don't have a huge staff, so it was easier for us to kind of manage that.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. But collaboration is important. So when the time felt right for us, we encouraged everybody to come back.
Yeah.
And again, we're not talking about dozens upon dozens of staff, so it made it a little bit easier. And I think everybody was ready to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in this industry too, people value that
partnership
and that.
Yeah, there's no blanket statement across the economy that work. I mean, you can say, hey, the New York Times wrote an article about the efficiencies of not commuting and how much more you know, percentage-wise this, you're more productive at home, da, 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 all that kind of stuff. You can't necessarily draw a conclusion to that across every single industry.
No, absolutely not.
So, which is interesting. However, that being said, one offshoot is we did have an employee relocate permanently out of Atlanta. And she's a fantastic employee and still on staff. And it works absolutely fine, right? Because we did have that, dare I say, forced trial run, right? Where everybody was at home. And I just said, dare I say, and let me point out that my wife has repeatedly said, after listening to this podcast, that I say, dare I say, a lot.
Well, that needs to be the name of the podcast. We need to rename the podcast to Dare I Say? Or Dare We Say?
Because I'm like, no, I never say that. And then I just literally caught myself saying, dare I say? So that must be, I need to put that on a t-shirt, right?
Dare I say?
Yeah. Anyway, I just interrupted my train of thought.
I think that, you know, pre-pandemic, if you'd asked us how we felt about having a remote employee or an employee in a different location, we would have said no.
Yeah.
If for no other reason than collaboration is critical to what we do. But yeah, that changed that. And I think we were both a little bit nervous about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, yeah, willing to, I mean, you had nine months of proven, working, things are getting done. The wheels of progress are
and like all
down the road.
Like all success stories, I mean, the employers need to hire great people and then trust that they are there for the right reasons and are doing a good job.
Right. You know, so. And I think it also helps, you know, we've talked about this before, but we generally, people that we hire because the size that we are, we need independent thinkers and we need people who are great with time management.
Yeah.
And we need all of those sort of things. So I think that probably helped that situation work out well. So yeah, so we're back in the office. And it's great to be back in the office.
It is great to be back
in the
office.
I mean, it's nice to be back. Yeah. It's nice to chat and do all the silly things that we do and and get the work done.
Yeah, I think, I mean, those are the two big stories that I can think about when it relates to how COVID impacted our business. I think from a client perspective, if we think about it from that side, there's no real easy way to answer that because our clients are so varied by industry that the way COVID affected them is so drastically different from manufacturing to services to product. You know, there's, again, they went through the gamut as well. And just our ability to be nimble and service them the way that, you know, each individual location or client needed a quick pivot based on their business for COVID.
Right? Well, and I think also too, you had, depending on businesses, but the reason that that specific client that we landed during COVID and the reason that that worked so well is because you had so many companies that stopped.
Yeah.
COVID hit and they went, whoa, all right, we're not marketing. We're not all budgets frozen and everything happened. Except for those who recognize, oh no, now's now that everybody's pulling back, now's the time to go forward.
Yeah.
And they recognize that right out of the gate. I mean, they never even thought about stopping.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think that's an interesting lesson. And it's different because you're right, different. If all of a sudden you had massive supply chain issues and you couldn't make your widget, don't go try and sell your widget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that did happen to certain
and that happened to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that made sense to pause. And,
yeah.
You know, but I think in different industries, there was a little bit of fear and people not knowing what to do. So they stopped and, you know, those that soldiered on, I think.
Well, I have no idea if this is true or not. So we're going to have to run this through the crack research team, shuffling all the papers that you've got. But we used to say that anecdotally, there we go. Mm. So I've said it for the third time now.
I was well enunciated.
That the brands that advertised during the Great Depression were still the number one brands today. I don't think that's true now. I think we used to joke about that 30 years ago, but it was like the old trusty dusties, like the Ivory soap and potentially the Corn Flakes and things like that, right? Those that stayed the ship through the stayed the ship. That doesn't even make any sense either. Stayed the course.
Stay the course.
Yeah. They navigated through the Great Depression. You know what I mean? Came out stronger on the other side. So, but again, you need to have bandwidth to be able to do that.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, no one size fits all approach to that. So
I'm just glad my kids are back in school.
I think they are too.
Right? I think they are too.
Yeah, I think most kids are.
I think everybody's glad that the world is back.
Yeah.
It's different. The world has changed for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that was a little look at how COVID impacted our business here.
Yeah. All right, I think that's it for the day.
Yeah, it was uplifting.
Yeah, we'll be positive on the next one. This wasn't a negative one. No, this was, it was just, hey, how did it affect us? You know, I think, it was interesting getting a client that you're never in the same. I mean, and we have clients all over the United States. I mean, we've always had clients out in San Diego, different places, right? That we don't know, you know. But to go through the entire cycle, I think, was unique for us, right? Because a lot of times it is beneficial to sort of get in the same room together, especially at that getting to know you phase. So,
well, to me, I think the craziest part of all of it was learning that COVID was fake and not
real
at all.
People are going to think that you're serious now.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm not serious.
Yeah, we're going to have to edit that part out, I think.
Get your vaccines, kids.
Oh, boy.
Get your boosters.
Oh, we're getting into some hot button issues.
All right, everybody. Sweating. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah. As always, you can find us on the interwebs at mocktheagency.com yep. and on the socials at mocktheagency. And leave us some comments and thoughts.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Discussion ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, give us a topic you'd like us to talk about.
Here's a funny soundbite. See you guys.
I'm laughing. Okay.